Talking a lot about the LRT. It opened up on the weekend and had its first rush hour test today. Probably a little quieter than it'll be in 3 weeks when the parallel buses stop running. But so far, so good. And the rush hour is kind of wrapping up now. So I'm going to take my first ride in it right after the show today. You know who could thank OC Transpo? Eugene Melnyk, the owner of the Senators, because his story not getting as much of attention as it might have otherwise. Story broke on the weekend that a casino that I'd never heard of, in the middle of nowhere, somewhere on the east coast of the United States, is suing him, claiming that he offered bank drafts over a couple of days over a weekend recently, and the bank wouldn't honor those drafts. In other words, the checks bounced. $900,000. So there are a couple of issues here. Number one, Senators fans who already believed that he doesn't spend enough money on the team are not going to be happy this guy can blow $1 million gambling on the weekend. On the other hand, maybe he won $10 million. And it'll get us a couple of new free agents. Win the Stanley Cup. I don't know. So there's that problem. There's a perception problem. Hey, rich people could spend money any way they want. But when you own a public, very public kind of institution like a hockey team, which is owned privately, but it's a very unique kind of business in that the public feels ownership of it. And you depend on the public to come in and pay the tickets to pay the wages. So it's kind of unusual. So you got that perception problem. Also, how big a legal problem is it? To talk to us about that is Ari Goldkind, criminal defense lawyer and CTV legal analyst. How you doing, Ari?
Good morning, Bill, and thank you for making fun of how bad our LRTs are in Toronto because we don't have any and we're all stuck in traffic.
Well, you do have the subway.
Yeah, that if you understand this city, as I'm sure you do, that probably is not a satisfactory answer to everybody else who can't really access the subway.
I got a seat on a subway once in Toronto.
That's a big achievement here, especially on one line.
It was amazing. Well, this is like a Sunday night at 10 p.m. or something, but and nothing going on in the city. But otherwise, it was fine. So we've had a couple of people tweet us, it's not unusual to see casinos and their high-rolling customers get into this kind of dispute. I'm a little confused about a bank draft. Is it like a check? Because anytime I've had a bank draft, I go to the bank, I get a draft. They've already taken the money from my account. So do you know what they're talking about there? About is it more like an IOU that he signed?
Yeah, and you know, in your intro, Bill, you really touched on a subject I wasn't sure we're going to get to, but it's a pretty important one optically, which is perception. So he, and by the way, these markers or these drafts are all written within the span of a few hours. So anybody who has a cursory understanding of Vegas or casinos can understand just what was going on when you're in that panic to cover your debts or to get fronted money, as some casinos call it, over a 2-3 hour period. We're talking serious, serious big whale kind of gambling.
The interesting My God, you are making big bets at that. Whew.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So let's go to the perception, because you talked about the differences between somebody like Mr. Melnyk, who is ostensibly a billionaire. But the legal aspect of this is kind of interesting, particularly given that it's taking place in the States. And what I mean by that is, if you're some poor schmo in Connecticut, where the Mohegan Sun is, or in Vegas, where everybody tends to go from Sunday to Thursday or Thursday to Sunday, you can actually get charged pursuant to Nevada or Connecticut penal codes for passing off a bank draft. And really what a prosecutor will look for in a nutshell is whether you knew at the time you're issuing those drafts, i.e. a check, i.e. an IOU, as you called it, whether you have sufficient funds to cover it. The idea that Mr. Melnyk would issue those and not think he had the funds as a billionaire is an interesting open question to a prosecutor. But if you're some poor schmo going to Money Mart, Cash Money, or any of these other places, and you're putting up a check for $50, $100, $150 doesn't pass, you might be looking at criminal charges. And if he was charged, Bill, for doing this, if the prosecutors did not believe he had a good faith reason for thinking the money was there, that's a Class D felony, which is very serious business in jail time. So the bottom line here, where his lawyer has issued a statement saying, I expect this to be finished off and cleared up very swiftly, tells me that there's some error here. But why this was allowed to make it to a lawsuit or even a newspaper without Melnyk going over with a bag of $900,000 cash, That's a mystery to me.
Yeah, it is a mystery. Because you could argue, if you're his defense lawyer, I'm guessing here, that Mr. Melnyk may not have had $900,000 in his checking account, but as a wealthy man, he knew that within a short period of time, he could move funds around and make sure it was covered, right? Because it's, if I go into a casino and I give $900,000 in bank drafts, there's no way I will ever pay it in my lifetime. And I know that, so that's an easy one to prove, right? That's just a fraud. If you're a billionaire and you write that and, it came up a little short. It's like if I write a check for $200 and I have $190 in the account and it bounces, well, I'll transfer it from one of my other accounts and cover it. So you have to keep that in perspective.
Not only that, but remember, because let's get to the reality of why I think this is playing out the way it is. You know, they could come a lot harder at him. There could be other things, as I said, involved. I mean, this is a significant amount of money, not necessarily in the world of big whales, but they probably have a huge relationship with him, or at least many casinos do. So for these whales that they think will come back, and you know what I mean by the term whale.
The high rollers.
That's correct. But that's important to these casinos a lot more often than the $5, $10 bets at the table. They're not going to want to take all of the avenues and routes that they can to enforce these things. But that being said, I'm still surprised that somebody with the public profile of Mr. Melnyk, with all his issues with the securities commissions in both countries, Canada and the United States, all the fines, all the allegations of malfeasance, would allow this kind of personal debt from such stupid gambling, no offense to people who disagree on that, would allow that to be public and not be paid off in 5 or 10 seconds, which suggests something else very strange at play.
Yeah, it's also weird that, as a casino, you want people to know that if they bounce checks on you, you're not going to do nothing. You're going to come after them. At the same time, you don't want to look too aggressive and publicly litigious either, because then the high rollers may say, well, I'm not going to have them embarrass me if something goes wrong. I'm not going to go there. So they would have been walking a line. So there's something here maybe we don't quite understand. What you've got the NHL saying that they're about to enter an agreement with odds makers in Vegas to allow gambling on the NHL. I wonder what they're thinking at head office about an owner who gets himself into a problem in a casino. Do you think can the NHL come in and say, you know what, this doesn't look good for the league. We're taking your team away. Do you know anything about the NHL rules there?
Yeah, that's a great question for the Board of Governors. However, there's two parts to that. One, when you look at the public response of Mr. Melnyk's lawyer that says this litigation will be wrapped up very swiftly, that tells me that they understand that they're not going to let this become more than a 24 to 48 hour news story. So when I see a lawyer saying that, not proclaiming the client's innocence, not saying that the casino's being heavy-handed, but there's probably some monies being moved around to do it, I think that's with a mind, Bill, as to what you said, that knowing there's a hockey, senators, public profile statement here. And two, it's not as if, and you'll know this name, Bill, so you can just explain who it is. It's not as if Eugene Melnyk, from the point of view of the NHL, is Donald Sterling. You want to tell people who that is? You want me to?
Basketball owner? Former?
That's right. So Donald Sterling was the owner of the Clippers, who went off on a racist tirade when his mistress was trying to essentially one-up him. And on tape, he was going off on bringing black people to NBA games. And Magic Johnson, if you remember that scandal.
Oh, I was in LA at the time. It was huge. I mean,
it's huge. And
he was saying terrible racist things and then really embarrassing public things about how long it took his girlfriend to get him in the mood. Because he was 1,000 years old, so that might have been part of it. But yeah, it was all very embarrassing to the league, and they moved pretty quickly to move him out of there.
That's right. And if you recall, because if you want people's eyes to really roll, Steve Ballmer, who founded Microsoft with Bill Gates, bought it for $2 billion off a forced sale. The reason I make that point is this will not in any way, shape, or form, as it stands today, lead to the NHL stepping in, lawyering up, sending all of these letters. That would surprise me greatly. So don't expect this to go to an NHL board level. And as I said, Bill, I would, as much as I like stories that last a week or two or a month, I do think this will be wrapped up as quickly as the lawyer has said.
Well, I hope it does, because you know what? The Sens have a great new coach. Their approach to public relations, I think, has vastly improved in the last 5-6 months. You know, people are starting to, if they're not feeling more positive, they're not getting more negative, at least. And it would be a bad time for this to be a long, drawn-out drama. There's a little bit of damage, probably, to the idea of the owner can spend that kind of money, and why doesn't he spend it on the team? And there will be some of that, but they do live different lives than we do, and I'm sure he has the money, and it'll all be taken care of before the. I bet it's done before the day is.
Well, I bet you, Bill, a lot of us would like to experience that life for one day, but not that kind of debt.
Just for one day. Thank you, Ari.
Pleasure, Bill.
Ari Goldkind, criminal defense lawyer and CTV legal analyst.